This week's parasha is Parashas Vayigash. In Parashas Vayigash, we have one of the most dramatic narratives in the entire Chumash. Yosef is going to reveal himself once the brothers come down again for food. In last week's Parashah Miketz, the Gaviyah was hidden in the saddle pack of Binyamin. The brothers have been framed. They are taken back to the palace of Yosef. They are informed that whoever has the Gaviyah, the goblet of the viceroy in his bag, will remain a slave forever. All of the rest of them can leave. Yosef is going to ultimately reveal himself to his brothers with the simple words of Ani Yosef Ha'od Avichai Lo Yechlu Alav La'achav La'anos. They are astonished before him. Ultimately, Yosef is going to send back word to his father, Yaakov Avinu, that he is alive. Od Yosef Chai, Vichihu Moshe, Becharetz Mitzrayim, Yaakov and his family are going to descend to Egypt. What looks like a triumphant and wonderful reunion is actually the beginning of Galus Mitzrayim, and the family of Yaakov is going to settle in Goshen. So interestingly, if you look right at the end of Parshas Miketz, after the Gaviyah has been found in the saddle pack of Binyamin, the brothers are in a state of total distraught, helplessness, if you will. Yaakov has been afraid of losing Binyamin, and Yehuda guarantees that that won't happen. And right at the end of Parshas Miketz, Vayomer Yehuda, Yehuda says, Man nomer la Adoni, what can we possibly say to my master? Man nidaber, what can we speak? Uman nitzdadak, how can you find our righteousness? How can we justify ourselves? Ha'elokim matzas avon avdecha, God has found the sin of your servants. Hinenu avadim la Adoni, here we are, we will be slaves to my master. Gam anachnu, also us. Gam asher nimtza gaviyah biyado, also he who with the gaviyah, the goblet, has been found in his hand. And Yosef says, Chalilali, the viceroy, God forbid, me asodzo, you think I would do such a thing? I'm not going to hold you all responsible. Ha'ish asher nimtza gaviyah biyado, the one who the gaviyah has been found in his hand, hu yali la'aver, he will be to me a servant. Va'atam alu l'shalom alavicham, and you shall ascend up in peace to your father. So we see a sense of total despair in Yehuda's voice in the second to last pasuk in Miketz. He says to Yosef, what can I say? What can we speak? How can our righteousness be found? God has surely found the sin of your servant. We are all going to be slaves. And he sees no way out. And then, strangely, two psukim later, the first pasuk of our parsha, Vayigash Eilav Yehuda. Yehuda goes close to Yosef, Vayomer, and he says, Bi Adoni, please my master, Yedaberna Abdecha Davar Ba'azne Adin Adoni, may your servant, meaning me, Yehuda, speak a word in the ears of my master, meaning you, the viceroy. Ve'al yichar abcha, don't get angry at your servant. You are like Pharaoh. It sounds like a nice speech, but Rashi actually says, Vayigash Elav Yehuda, he was speaking very harshly. Shadiber Elav Kashos. We learned that Yehuda was speaking harshly to Yosef, the viceroy. You are like Pharaoh. He's not trying to compliment him. He says, Ki kamocha kiparo, if you antagonize me, I will kill you, says Yehuda, and I will kill Paro. Two psukim before, 3 minutes before, Yehuda is in a total state of distraught despair. And he says, what could we say? What could we speak? How could our righteousness be found? God has found the sin of your servant. We're all going to be here as slaves. And then Yosef makes a statement, you can all go free in peace to father. I'm keeping the one who found the Gaviyah in his saddle pack in his hand. That's Binyamin. And Yehuda speaks so harshly, he threatens to kill Yosef if you keep this, the viceroy, still unbeknownst to him that it's Yosef. He speaks up so harshly. He approaches with such force that he says, I'm going to kill you. Is this the same guy who 5 minutes before said, oh my God, it's all over? How do we understand this? So I am quoting Rabbi Shalom Rosner 2 weeks in a row. Last week, our Dvar Torah is based on Rabbi Shalom Rosner and Shalom Rav. And again, I'm actually quoting Rabbi Shalom Rosner because he has such a beautiful interpretation with, once again, a very strong Musar Haska that we must apply to our own lives. How do we understand this new strength? The Pasuk Vayigash Elav Yehuda indicates, and we saw Rashi, a threatening undertone. Rav Shimon Schwab Zatzal in his Mayan Beis HaShoeva, as quoted by Rabbi Rosner, asks what happened that can account for this rapid transition from weakling to Gibor Chaya. Rav Schwab answers in the name of Rav Bloch from Tells. This teaches us the significance of taking responsibility, achrayos. It's all about our state of mind, he explains. The second we accept responsibility, everything changes. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals our hidden kochot, our hidden strengths that we may not have even been aware that we had. I once read a line years and years ago, inside every person are strengths he does not know he has until he is called upon to use them. The moment the viceroy says, no, you can all go free. Alu b'shalom el avicham. You can all go free in peace to your father. But the one who had the gaviyah in his hand, asher nimta gaviyah b'yado, hu yeli la'eved. At that moment, Yehuda finds strength in himself. He didn't even know he had. Gur Arya Yehuda. Miyakam yemenu. What's the bracha to Yehuda in Perek Mem Tes? Yehuda's a lion cub. Who can rouse him? No one but himself. Continuing with Rabbi Rosner, is quoting by Rev Schwab. The moment Yehuda took responsibility for the situation, he became a different person. He became reinvigorated with hidden strengths and abilities he didn't know he had. He knew what he had to do, and he obtained the will to do it. I want to add to here something that our show Rabbi Marada Asra of Beis Medrash Wilna, Rabbi Akiva Willig. Rabbi Willig in a Shabbat Shuva drasha this past Tishrei added something beautiful, which I had heard before, but I forgot and remembered once Rabbi Willig told it over. Here, Rabbi Rosner, in the name of Rav Schwab, is talking about Yehuda's sense of achrayus, which gave him the koach to save Binyamin, and in essence, save the family of Yaakov. Rabbi Willig said, but the word achrayut, achrayus, tells us what it means to take responsibility. The Aleph, the first letter, stands for Echad, Ani. A person must take responsibility for their own selves. And then you put the next two letters together, Aleph Ches, Ach. A person has to take responsibility for his brother. Then the next three letters of Achrayut, the first two letters are Aleph, Chet, Resh, Acher. You must take responsibility for another. And then the four letters spell Acharai, Aleph, Chet, Resh, Yud. When someone sees someone taking responsibility, in essence, that person is saying, Acharai, follow after me, I'm a man of Achrayus. And when people see a person taking Achrayus, the next letter spell Acharav. Everybody wants to go after him. Aleph, Achad, Ani, take responsibility for yourself. Aleph, Ches, take responsibility for your Ach, your brother, which is exactly what Yehuda does here for Binyamin. Acher, Aleph, Chet, Reish, take responsibility for another. And when people see you acting in such a way, Acharai, it's as if you live your life saying, follow after me. When a person lives in such a way, the next letters spell Acharav. Everybody wants to go after him. He demonstrates leadership qualities, which, by the way, Yehuda is. Lo yasur shevim Yehuda. Umichokech mi bein raglav ad kiyavo shilo. Yehuda is Malchus because he's a person who takes responsibility. We saw it in Maisa Tamar. We saw it by the pit. I just went out of order. Paraglam at Zion. He comes up with a scheme to sell Yosef and not kill him. Maise Tamar, he takes responsibility. Tzadkam Mimeni, he saves her from being burned, even if it means he's going to be embarrassed. And we see it here in Parshas Vayigash, when he finds the kochos within himself to be a Baal Achrayus. Yehuda is able to save the day. And of course, he becomes the Shevet of Malchus because he's a person of Achrayus. Acharav, everyone wants to follow after him. And how do you put the whole word together? It ends with a Tav. Achrayut begins with Aleph and ends with Tav. Because from Aleph to Tav, i.e. from A to Z, a person becomes a Baal Achrayus in every area of his life. Going back to Rabbi Rosner, we can generalize this message, says Rav Shimon Schwab Zatzal. In any area of Avodas Hashem, we can be lackadaisical. We might not be so into it. What can I say? What can I speak? Manomer, manedaber, manetzadak. I have nothing to do, nothing to say. I can't change anything. But then, if we make the decision we must do something, if we find our chayish within ourselves, we can tap into, quote, unbelievable reservoirs. Who? Unbelievable reservoirs of strength within. And as soon as we accept the burden and the responsibility, Hashem will help us out. So much in life, says Rabbi Rosner, is about the decision and the will to accomplish. And once we do that, everything becomes secondary. When we have the ratzon and the power to persevere, then we can be courageous like Yehuda. We must tap into our inner strength, says Rabbi Rosner. It facilitated Yehuda gaining courage to face this viceroy, and it will reveal hidden strength and determination, quote, to take responsibility upon ourselves, responsibility like Rabbi Willig, Rabbi Akiva Willig, Beis Medrash Woodmere. Aleph for myself, Ach for my brother, Acher for another, Acharai, follow after me, Acharav, follow after him. And finally, Achrayu, from Aleph to Tav. We'll take responsibility, achrayus, for every aspect of our lives, and that will truly give us the koach to be a doer, to be proactive, to get the job done, as Yehuda does in saving Binyamin. Thank you so much for learning with me. I wish you a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos and a meaningful Parshas Vayigash. Kol Tov to all.